This is Appendix 146 from the Companion Bible. Foundation of the World, by E. W. Bullinger. To arrive at the true meaning of this expression, we must note that there are two words translated foundation in the New Testament. 1. The melios, and 2. Katabol. The noun, the melios, occurs in Luke 6:48-49, 14:29, Acts 16:26, Romans 15:20, 1 Corinthians 3:0-12, Ephesians 2:20, 1 Timothy 6:19, 2 Timothy 2:19, Hebrews 6:1-11:10, Revelation 21:14-19. It is never used of the world, cosmos, or the earth, g. The corresponding verb, themelou, occurs in Matthew 7:25, Luke 6:48, Ephesians 3:17, Colossians 1:23, Hebrews 1:10 and 1 Peter 5:10. The verb is only once used of the earth, g. Hebrews 1:10. A comparison of all these passages will show that these are proper and regular terms for the English words to found and foundation. The noun, katabol, occurs in Matthew 13:35, 25, 34, Luke 11:50, John 17:24, Ephesians 1:4, Hebrews 4:3, 9:26, 11:11, 1 Peter 1:20, Revelation 13:8, 17:8, and the corresponding verb katabolo occurs in 2 Corinthians 4:9, Hebrews 6:1 and Revelation 12:10. A comparison of all these passages, especially 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Revelation 12:10, will show that katabolo and katabol are not the proper terms for founding and foundation, but the correct meaning is casting down or overthrow. Consistency, therefore, calls for the same translation in Hebrews 6:1, where, instead of not laying again, the rendering should be not casting down. That is to say, the foundation already laid, of repentance, etc., was not to be cast down or overthrown, but was to be left and progress made unto the perfection. Accordingly, the noun katabol, derived from, and cognate with the verb, ought to be translated disruption, or ruin. The remarkable thing is that in all occurrences, except Hebrews 11:11, the word is connected with the world, Greek cosmos, Appendix 129.1, and therefore the expression should be rendered the disruption or ruin of the world, clearly referring to the condition indicated in Genesis 1:2, and described in 2 Peter 3:5-6. For the earth was not created to hew, Isaiah 45:18, but became so, as stated in the Hebrew of Genesis 1:2 and confirmed by 2 Peter 3:6, where the world that then was by the word of God, Genesis 1:1, perished and the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, were created, Genesis 2:4, and are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment, 2 Peter 3:7, which shall usher in the new heavens and the new earth of 2 Peter 3:13. The disruption of the world is an event forming a great dividing line in the dispensations of the ages. In Genesis 1:1 we have the founding of the world, Hebrews 1:10 equals themelou, but in Genesis 1:2 we have its overthrow. This is confirmed by a further remarkable fact, that the phrase, which occurs 10 times, is associated with the preposition apo equals from, Appendix 104.4, 7 times, and with pro equals before, Appendix 104.14, 3 times. The form refers to the kingdom, and is connected with the counsels of God. The latter refers to the mystery or secret. See Appendix 193 and is connected with the purpose of God. See John 17:24, Ephesians 1:4, 1 Peter 1:20. Ample New Testament testimony is thus given to the profoundly significant fact recorded in Genesis 1:2, that the earth became to hew and behew, that is waste and desolate. And darkness was on the face of the deep, before the creation of the heavens and the earth which are now, 2 Peter 3:7. Return to main index page